I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning and welcome to Tee to Green, America's longest running network radio golf show. I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell. My co-host, Jay Ritchie, is on assignment today. And in the studio in master control is the Duke, Robert DeCosa. Great to have you with us. Today's lineup is stacked. First, David Glenn's PGA award-winning instructor, course designer, academy founder, will join us to talk ball striking you can trust, smarter practice that actually travels to the course, and how architecture should shape your strategy. Then we'll be joined by Chris Mascaro, host of Next on the Tee, the podcast where Hall of Famers, golf instructors, and rising stars open up. We'll dig into his favorite conversation, what he's learned from the greats, and who is on his dream guest list. We'll round out the show with updates from the professional tours. Stick around for news, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. You're listening to Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
You're listening to Tee to Green, streaming live at sportsbylon.com. And other ways to listen include iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on Armed Forces Network. I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with PGA professional David Glenn's next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, welcome to Tea to Green Radio. I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell. I'm thrilled to kick things off with David Glenn, PGA professional, the 1998 PGA of America National Teacher of the Year, a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher and Golf Digest Top 50 teacher. He founded the David Glenn's Golf Academy in 1991 and later designed and built Black Oak Golf Club in Long Valley, New Jersey, an acclaimed 7,100-yard championship golf course. I will not be playing it from the tips. A former PGA Tour player and multiple-time New Jersey PGA Player of the Year. He's also a New Jersey PGA and NJSGA Hall of Famer. Please welcome one of the golf game's greatest communicator, David Glenn. Welcome, David. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well, Debbie. Thanks.
And how did you get that term of the greatest communicator, one of the great communicators in golf?
I didn't know I had that title, but I'll take it. Actually, it is kind of interesting. I think when you look at language and the meaning of words and how the teachers back in the 50s and 40s, 50s, 60s, how words had so much more meaning, and now things are all done with cameras and launch monitors and pressure plates, which is all good information, but and obviously it depends on the type of learner someone is, if they're audio or kinesthetic or whatever. You try and tap into the best way for them to learn.
I think that's such a key component to teaching, and the student has no idea that the professional is listening for the way they speak or, how they move their body, how when you ask for feedback, how they explain their feedback. There's so much more to teaching and communicating properly than the student even recognizes. What have you found to be one of the greatest teachers for you to communicate to a student how to improve their swing or make an adjustment?
Just thinking here for a minute. I always remember I was teaching this young, young girl from Canada, and she was, you know, the motion was just the way I wanted to see it look, and I said, what does that feel like to you? And she couldn't put it into words. So, you know, there was that was a good example of a real disconnect between trying to learn with words when the feel was there, she couldn't put it into words. So, you know, definitely more of a kinesthetic learner. And yeah, and then, you know, I've gotten a lot of information from, you know, just different teachers, but also from books. One of the best descriptions of body movement was book Golf Secrets Exposed by Bill Melhorn. Pretty interesting.
What was it that got you into golf? Let's take it back for a moment, David. That got you into golf in the beginning and how you came to realize this was going to be your life's work?
Well, I got started, you know, probably 9 or 10 years old. Both my parents played. My mom actually was a good player. She was about a 4 handicap. And, you know, grew up in a small town, just played a 9-hole course and, you know, played various sports. Golf had a definite appeal because I was totally in control. I didn't have to rely on other teammates. So, and had some success early. I remember my first playoff when I was 11 years old. I was in a playoff for the Pee Wee title of this tournament, and it was a par 5, and I hit 2 shots down there and holed a wedge for eagle. So I've always felt pretty comfortable in playoffs. Not that I won every one, but always, you know, I always felt comfortable in playoffs because what the heck, the worst you can do is finish second then.
That is great. And many people would consider a playoff to be a pressure situation and feel more nervous. What have you learned through your playing experience and turned teacher, academy founder, and course designer, all of that through the years, on how you help people deal with the pressure situations, whether it's, you know, coming down the stretch of a tournament that you have a chance to win, maybe breaking 100 for the first time and you know you're right there on the cusp, or 90 or 80 or 70 or 60 or shooting 59. Like, how have you helped, and what's the advice you can give our listeners who maybe get a little nervous in those kinds of situations and have not come through in the past?
Well, you know, I didn't have any luck with, like, trying to think positively versus negatively. But what really helped me was to be objective in my thinking, and so that, you know, I'm breaking down each shot with where I need to put the ball, how I need to get it there, and as I did that and the shots would perform, the trust would build and the confidence would follow. And yeah, it's amazing what a roller coaster you can be on, from feeling like you can't make a mistake to being nervous as heck again in a matter of a couple shots. And I think that's the big thing that the best players can do is, well, I think one of the underrated things is how well they plan a golf course and how well they manage themselves, and then resiliency to mistakes. You know, it was great to see somebody like Tommy Fleetwood overcome some tough losses and finally break through, you know. But, you know, he kept such a great perspective with each one. Instead of feeling defeated, he kind of fed off it, and, you know, I thought that was really an interesting story.
And a great lesson for all of our listeners to learn, because so often people will beat themselves up after a round of golf and focus only on the poor shots, where, you know, Tommy Fleetwood looked at it as a learning opportunity, a whole different mindset. Now, one of the things you mentioned was how to play the course, and the great professionals are great at that. You designed a golf course, and how would you help a student of yours in a playing lesson look at a course from maybe an architect's eye and how to play it specifically based on that view?
Well, I think, yeah, depending on a person's ability, they have to recognize what their strengths and weaknesses are and play, you know, to areas that are going to provide them success. It's, you know, Nicholas always talked about how, you know, his game plan was often more conservative lines with aggressive shots, and how, you know, he felt like he could have a C game if he had his A mind, he could still compete. And I know Tiger has certainly commented the same thing, and how, you know, how Tiger didn't talk about winning. He always talked about being there the last nine holes to have an opportunity to win. There's something sort of negative when you go into a tournament with the idea of winning. It almost, for a lot of people, puts more of a negative connotation of not losing.
That is great advice, and I love what you also said is set yourself up to be successful. A lot of people say, you know, I want to give myself room for error as opposed to room to be successful. Great advice, and everyone, stay with us. We're going to have David Glenn join us for another segment of Tee to Green Radio, and we're going to give you some advice on your short game. How can you get those chip shots even closer to the hole and watch your scores drop? So stay with us. David Glenn, PGA professional, a top 100, a top 50, one of the best PGA teachers of the year. So tune in and get help with your game and lower your golf scores in just a moment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Welcome back to Tee to Green. We are talking golf, and our guest is David Glenn, a PGA professional who's been Teacher of the Year, Golf Magazine Top 100 Teacher, Golf Digest Top 50 Teacher. He founded the David Glenn's Golf Academy, where he later built Black Oak Golf Club in Long Valley, New Jersey. David, thanks for sticking around for this segment as well. We promised we would help some of our listeners with their short game. So if someone has 30 minutes, everyone's busy in today's world, right? They have 30 minutes to practice. What would you suggest for a perfect practice plan to improve the game?
Well, if they're purely looking at scoring, certainly spending that whole 30 minutes on putting, chipping, and wedge shots would probably be the most productive way to lower their scores, to get more into hitting feel shots. And yeah, one thing too about chipping, you know, so many people, they watch too much TV, and you know, 15 handicappers are out there trying to hit all their shots around the green with a 60-degree sandwich, which is, definitely a recipe for lack of success, I should say. I grew up on a little 9-hole golf course, and yeah, I learned to chip with 6-iron through sandwich, depending on how far off the green I was. I would always pick the club that would allow me to land the ball comfortably on the green and have it run to the pin. And in fact, the first time I broke par for 9 holes, I had 8 putts. And it sounded like I putted great, but actually I chipped the ball great and had all gimmies except for a couple 4 or 5 footers and then holed one wedge shot. And that was the first time I broke par.
That is such great advice, and wow, 8 putts. So did you chip one in then?
Yeah, I chipped in for eagle on a short par 4.
That is phenomenal. So is there a certain practice drill you like to have? Is it and would you suggest they always know exactly their distance from the hole?
Well, you know, depending, some people are, you know, more technical or mechanical minded, where they'll pace off distances and get a feel that way. I think one of the best putting drills is to putt with somebody and putt drawback, where, you know, you're putting 20-foot putts. If you leave it an inch from the hole, you have to pull it back a putter length and make like a 3-footer. And if you miss again, you got to draw it back again. It's a great game to keep you mentally invested, and it's one of the best ways to practice short putts, because pretty much you have to make a short putt on almost every hole. And if there's a little gambling attached, it really makes it more game-like.
I love that, especially the pressure of putting some money on the line. How about the wedge scoring shots from 40 to 100 yards? For that, just less than a full swing, where sometimes it's hard. Do you teach, and I know it'd probably be different for different people, you know, we've heard about the clock system, swing back to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or is it a feel thing, or I've heard it even taught as pitch 1 is this far back, pitch 2 is about halfway, pitch 3 is about 3/4 of the way. How do you help your golfers with the feel with their wedges?
Well, I do like the clock system, actually, more for chipping, where, you know, 5 to 7, 4 to 8, 3 to 9. Then as we get a little further back, we get more into you know, half, three-quarter, three-quarter motions with, you know, using, I think, different clubs. Depending on, you know, again, how far a person hits it, it's hard to generalize. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you take a lady that's a 20 handicap, or if she's 80 yards, I mean, it might be a, like a half nine iron, which I would say is sort of that L to L swing.
Would you suggest sometimes taking a longer club and doing half swings as opposed to trying to go full swing with a sand wedge or gap wedge?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, when I played my best golf as a club professional, I almost, from 8-iron through sand wedge, almost never hit a full shot. It was always three-quarters, and I think I was very good at hitting the ball the right distance. And if you can hit the ball the right distance with especially your scoring clubs, it allows you to play a little bit conservatively to more of the fat of the green as opposed to the edge of the green and still have very short makeable putts.
Now, do you use here's another one, the tight lie chip shots? They have a tendency to just terrify people, and some people would want to rather putt from 20 yards off the green than hit a tight lie. Do you have a foolproof kind of setup, ball position, shaft lean, any club choice that helps in those situations?
Well, it depends. If it's tight and firm, it's pretty manageable. If it's tight and wet, it's a scary proposition even for golf pros. You know, I have no trouble with people putting from 20 yards off the green if their instincts are saying they can't hit a wedge. I think the biggest thing I try and get people to do, though, is even speed brush the grass. And if anything, I try and get them, instead of looking at the ball, look ahead of the ball and just get that shallow clip feel.
And what about the rough around the green? Sometimes that rough is pretty long. You don't have to hit it all that far, but you got to get it out of that rough, so you need a little bit of acceleration. What are your suggestions for those kind of shots?
Well, again, that's kind of more the vertical to vertical club working up underneath the ball. I mean, I try and get people to go under the ball and kind of back up with a club. I think the biggest thing is, we still need to have some body rotation with those shots, even though you're going a short distance, you know, and that is where you use the 60 degree. And of course, each lie is different. You have to judge how much resistance you're going to get from the rough grass. That's why you see the golf pros look at an area that looks similar and they'll make practice swings through that area. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. Sure. Such great advice, you know, the vertical. And to go practice that short game because, boy, you know, that's what you just said. What you said earlier was your putting improves and you make fewer putts the better you chip.
So that's all true.
Chip them close. Talk about, David, how the game and how teaching has evolved over the years. You've been hanging around this sport for a long time since you were a kid. What have you noticed through the years that's made the most impact?
Well, I think the most impact, and it's maybe negative, is that people feel like they can learn this game off the internet. And, you know, there's obviously some good advice out there, but I think, you know, with all the sundry items we have for people to use, we often don't find them really improving unless they're working with someone that really understands teaching and is really invested into helping them. And I've always looked at teaching as a two-way street. I'm not just sending information, I'm also receiving. So I'm learning from my students as I'm trying to help them teach themselves, so to speak.
Well, you have an incredible golf academy, and you've taught some of the tour players out there on the LPGA and PGA Tour, some I'm sure many club champions along the way, as well as beginner golfers. Do you enjoy teaching a certain student more than any others?
No. I mean, I think sometimes I can remember. A few times teaching a beginner and having somebody hit a shot and their eyes follow the ball with just stark amazement, like they can't believe they did it. So that's pretty rewarding too. I think the main thing is just somebody who's really invested in learning. That would be my big requirement or hope, at least with someone I'm teaching. That they come open-minded and ready to learn.
And how much technology are you using in teaching today? There's so much out there. I'd say that's one of the big things that has changed over the years as well. Does it ever get too confusing for the student? And that's probably the key in working with a golf professional who keeps it simple but uses the technology effectively. What's your take on technology today?
Well, I think it's kind of overused, especially for the average player, and I think part of this for something to be repeatable, it needs to be both something physically and mentally a simple task. And people get into more information, it just clouds the issue, and they get away from basically playing golf. Good Arnold Palmer story with Sam Saunders where Sam's struggling and he's going, Gramps, what do you see? What do you see? And Arnold says, just make it go there. Make it go there.
I love it. Get the ball to the hole. Well, check on DavidGlensGolf.com to learn more about David Glenz, and that's GLENZ. And learn from this amazing teacher. David, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on Tee to Green radio show today. I appreciate you.
Do you have a book? Extremely. Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198.
800-497-7198.
If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Welcome back to Tee to Green. I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell, where golfers listen because we speak their language. It's time to welcome a great friend, Chris Mascaro, the voice and creator of Next on the Tee podcast. Chris is one of the golf's great premier conversationalists, known for drawing out fresh stories and real lessons from Hall of Famers, major champions, world-class teachers, and the legends behind the scenes. From Gary Player to Jane Gettys to Bob Ford and Jim McClain, his guest list reads like a who's who, and the takeaways actually help you play better. Insightful, curious, and always fan first. Please welcome Chris Mascaro.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I am fantastic and so excited to have you on the show, Chris. You have been sharing so much great information and knowledge with everyone through your podcast that I wanted to make sure we shared it with our audience here on Tee to Green Radio. So give us the origin of Next on the Tee. How did you get started with this?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, a long time ago. I was doing podcasts. We started this show back in 2013, so we were doing a podcast when nobody knew what a podcast was. It sort of just bred out of sports. I got lucky, years ago to be asked to join on with a baseball, podcasting site that, again, no one knew what a podcast was, and I raised my hand to do a baseball podcast, and at the end of baseball season, I'm a football fan, grew into football, and then once football ended, of course, we get into spring, and that's golf season, and I said, hey, I'd like to do a golf one. And I got very lucky back in, March of 2013, Gary Player and Billy Casper were my first two guests, and people actually listened, and it took off from there. So very blessed.
Wow, that's a great way to come out of the gate.
Yeah.
What about podcasts do you love so much, especially when it wasn't the thing? Now it's the thing. Everyone, it's like, oh, do you have a podcast? Do you have a podcast? Seems like so many people, if they have a business, they need to start a podcast in a way. So what was it back then with you that got you so excited about sharing through a podcast?
Yeah, so I guess it was just all of a sudden a door opened up for me to be able to talk to my heroes. When I started out in football and I had an opportunity to talk, I'm from Pittsburgh, and I got an opportunity to talk to so many of the legends that I grew up watching. Baseball, sort of the same sort of thing as a Pirates fan and a Red Sox fan, I got that opportunity. And then as I started to talk golf in spring, and all of a sudden, Gary Player and Billy Casper got put in front of me as potential first guests. And then to go from there and build on that, boy, I've got a passion for sports. I got a passion for the game of golf. And to have the opportunity to talk to so many of the legends in our game, and then to, kind of spread out from there, Debbie, and be able to talk to people like you. And I've been blessed to have you on the show 16 times over the 12 seasons that we do the show. And then to, be able to talk to the legends that, kind of built our game. Boy, it just was such an honor and a privilege. It became just a huge passion for me.
Well, I just have to mention, from Pittsburgh, I was in Pittsburgh recently. And
I saw.
What I learned, I had to go to a Tremonti Brothers, the famous, most amazing sandwich ever.
Yes.
And I went to the original one. And what was so great is the reason I went is my uncle was a Major League Baseball player, and he got his break in the big leagues with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So our family went. It was 75 years ago, so it was in 1950. And one of the things we did was we went and had one of those famous sandwiches, which was amazing. So Pittsburgh, what a great city.
Yeah, I think, Pittsburgh doesn't get enough credit for being a wonderful town. Everyone remembers the steel mills and the steel industry from way back in the day, but it has become a medical town. There's so much great golf. Everyone knows about Oakmont, but there's so many other great golf courses in and around the city, just a few miles from downtown. It is a wonderful place, and it just the National Geographic just named it one of the 50 places in the world that you need to go visit in 2026, which was a huge honor. I was glad to see and read about. So people need to go check it out. It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, and I would agree with that listing because I had a great time while I was there. Well, Chris, let's go back to the podcast and pull back the curtain. Tell us how you prepare, and is there a certain question that you pretty much ask everybody that just brings out even more of their story or more of who they are?
Well, you know, Debbie, I mean, I prepare. I spend a couple of hours every morning. I get up around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and start researching who the guests are going to be for the following week, trying to just get the detail things, not the easy stuff. I don't want to ask them what everybody else is going to ask them. What do you think about this tournament or that? Though we do talk about, as you can imagine, we talk about the Ryder Cup right now, still looking back at that and what happened. But I try to find out things about their career, shots that made them smile. I mean, one of the things that I've learned from you over the years is really, you know, that positive vibe. And trying to remember good things that happened. I'm not trying to get anybody, you know, trap anybody into getting my, you know, quote unquote 15 minutes of frame by, you know, backing them into a corner about some horrible thing that might have happened or try to get a snippet or a soundbite. I try to go back and look at things that happened in their careers that made them smile or that they enjoy reflecting back on that makes them smile and tell those stories. Tell about that shot that happened. You know, those sorts of things. And then when I'm talking with your peers, you know, we're always trying to talk about having more fun out on the golf course. So what is something that they can share that can help us have more fun on the golf course? Because as you and I have talked over the years, we do so much negative self-talk. How can we not do that? And how can we smile more and relieve stress and just have fun playing the game of golf as opposed to making it something stressful?
Well, what is one of your greatest lessons that you've learned or maybe even then heard from your listeners was like, wow, that episode with such and such was great. It really did impact my game, or something that has impacted your game?
Yeah, something that has impacted my game, and we hear about it a lot, you know, kind of Ben Hogan's thing about what, you know, the most important shot is the next one. It's about leaving the bad shot that may have got us there in the rear view. And now stepping up to the challenge for what is this next shot? How am I going to play this next shot? You know, and it's also reading greens by doing that as we are on our way up to it. You know, not just getting back into the cart or walking back to your golf bag and then getting back in touch, you know, talking to your playing partners and that sort of thing and ignoring everything until you get up to it and then trying to prepare for the next shot or to read the green. But as we approach the green, start to take a look at where the breaks are, where things would flow, and that sort of thing, getting an idea in my mind as I get close to the green so that I'm not then just, as someone else is putting, starting to line it up and then starting to educate myself on what the green might do. So I try to take a look at, you know, some of those lessons, and it's really about the mental side of the game. That's where I've taken the most notes over my time talking to you and your peers about having the right mindset, getting my mind prepared, and being in a right frame of mind to hit the next golf shot.
And how about some of your tour playing guests? What are some of those favorite stories that you've heard from your guests?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, kind of going back to, you know, the U.S. Open at Oakmont and spending time at Oakmont earlier this summer up in Pittsburgh, you know, it's really learning about the 1962 U.S. Open, the battle between Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and some of the things that Jack had to go through because he was in the heart of Arnie's army, the guys that were stamping their feet and raising signs to say, hit it here, fat Jack, and those sorts of things to understand, you know, how Nicklaus's mind was so, you know, focused that he didn't really hear any of those things and being able to overcome that. Gary Player tells the story, and I've been so privileged to have Mr. Player on the show every year since it started, talking about the things that he had to go through, people stamping their feet and throwing things and throwing balls and throwing rocks and stuff, at him during while he was trying to putt and having to overcome those things. How different golf was back in the day than it is now. You know, people don't remember that the stymie that used to happen where you could put your ball in front of your, you know, your playing partner, and they would have to go around it or over it. There's just so many things that are different about the game of golf now versus then that going back and listening to those stories and knowing what it was like, knowing what, you know, I just had David Moore from, he's the historian there at Oakmont, talk about Ben Hogan's 1953 Triple Crown season and what that was like and how close he might have come to the modern day Grand Slam had the PGA Championship and the Open not been played simultaneously. So he didn't really get the opportunity to do the thing he would have had today. So it's really learning about all of those things that make our game and the history of our game so rich.
And Gary Player so often is talking about fitness. What has he shared with you in terms of his desire to be in great shape and stay in great shape and encourage others to do the same?
Yeah, we talk an awful lot about that when he comes on the show. It's, you know, his 1,000 sit-ups that he does every day. I don't know if you saw a recent video there. He's almost 90 years old. He'll be 90 on the 1st of November. And the sit-ups that he does and the crunches that he still does and that sort of thing, how concerned he still is about his golf swing and the fact that he's not quite getting that club back to parallel and how much that bothers him that he can't get it back to parallel like he used to do. But it's eating the right things. It's, you know, staying hydrated. It's passing up, you know, one of the things that he and I have talked about over the years is his influence on me to, instead of going to the refrigerator to get a bowl of ice cream, it's go to the refrigerator and get a bowl of blueberries or whatever fruit there is and making better decisions about the food that we put in. He always tells me about eating less. You don't need to eat as much as you think you do. And, you know, making sure that the food you eat are organic. And then he also talks about water. And that's, you know, not only for us staying hydrated, but before long, the earth is going to run out of water. We need to be very good, you know, conservationists about the way that we utilize water and how much water we use and being conscious of that. So there are a lot of things that he has taught me over the years that have made changes to my diet and just really the mindset that I have around food and water.
I love his advice. That is so great. And I tell you, one of them that I'm going to take away from this today is, because I do eat healthy, I just eat a lot of the healthy food. And I'm sure I could eat less than what I eat. How about some of your other guests? Hal Sutton, Mark Calcavecchia, John Cook, Dottie Pepper. You know, what other lessons or stories can you share from them?
Well, I mean, you know, when you first meet Hal, right, you've got to ask the obligatory story about Be the Right Club today, right, and what was the mindset and how did you feel, you know, in those moments and, you know, kind of the shot before the shot, if you will, right, how, you know, Tiger stepped up there and hit 3-wood off the tee on the last hole and he, you know, even though he was nursing a one-stroke lead, you know, talking to his caddy and saying, you know, he needed to outdrive Tiger. He needed to be the one to hit the last shot, you know, into the green and pulling driver and then getting it a little past Tiger so that set up that shot, you know. So it's talking about those sorts of stories, right? I've talked to Gary Player, you know, about some of his wins at the Masters. You know, the first time around, he loves to tell the story about the only people rooting for him when he beat Arnold was, you know, his wife and his dog. And then when we got to 74 and 78, you know, how he got the standing ovations and, you know, a young Seve Ballesteros being his playing partner and, you know, Seve kind of rooting him on, if you will, as he made a charge, you know, to win there. You know, getting the opportunity to talk to Jane Geddes, you know, about her U.S. Open victory and what it felt like as a young player, you know, to come down the stretch and to deal with the pressure and to overcome, you know, the things that kind of start to creep into your mind and then to block them out. And to go on and have her parents there, you know, to win a U.S. Open and then walk into the arms of your parents and what that feels like.
Chris, these are amazing, amazing stories. Tell people how they can listen as we wind down this. It just goes so fast. Tell them how they can find you.
Yeah, well, you can find me online. NextOnTheTee.net is the show's landing page, but it's pretty much available anywhere you get your podcast content. We're out there on the Pittsburgh Tribune review site at triblive.com and then on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Like I say, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast content.
Well, Chris, you are amazing. I love your energy and your enthusiasm and all the information you share and how you get the best out of your guests. So thank you for being here with us on Tita Green.
I appreciate you, Debbie. Looking forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, me too. Well, don't go away. We have our final short segment coming up next on Tita Green.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Welcome back to Tita Green, America's longest running network radio golf show. Well, let's catch up with the tours. The PGA Bank of Utah Championship fourth round will be played today. Michael Brennan is in the lead at minus 17, followed by Matt McCarty at minus 15 and three more at minus 14. And the ladies, it's a great, interesting tournament and format. The Hanawha Life Plus International Crown, where there's eight teams in two different pools to start out with. Team USA, Australia, Thailand, the People's Republic of China was Pool A. Pool B was the world team, Japan, Republic of South Korea, and Sweden. They do a round robin and figure out who's in first and second place of those pools. And then they go on and play some four-ball matches and single matches. Team USA came out ahead, led by Angel Yang, Yimin No, Lilia Vu, and Lauren Coughlin. So So great playing there for Team USA. The Champions Tour is currently being suspended. Right now we have Steve Alker at minus 17 with a great lead over Tag Ridding at minus 12. Well, this is, as we know, the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, the Tee to Green radio show. We stream it live every Sunday at sportsbyline.com. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Debbie O'Connell. We'll hear from Jay Ritchie and I next week. And thank you to Robert DeCosa in the studio.